Take another breath and just let your awareness of the Star Mother's promise that when we awaken from our sleep of humanity, when these codes are being used to give you a new awareness, their promise to us is that our intuitive inner guidance will begin to come on in a way that we have not experienced. So as you take another breath and settle into that promise and that prophecy of the love from the Star Mothers, the love from Kryon and the entourage, and how we are in delicious gratitude for being here together at this time, in this place as family, and all that is being offered to us, and all that we have to share. We thank the source of all love. We thank that love that resides deep inside of us, in our hearts, in our souls, and in our Akashic memory, as we move from the unseen to the seen in our life, in our world. Take another breath and let that open the place inside of you that is here to receive these beautiful messages, these pearls of wisdom and truth that will echo in your being. And you will say, yes, this is why I am here.
Ah, so it is a good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your divine presence. We give thanks to the Star Mothers for their presence as well. You see, there are so many tools that you can use. We want to remind you that they are tools. It is like, have you ever tried to drive a nail into a board without using a hammer? It is not an easy task, huh? It is better to use the correct tool, yes? Have you ever tried to listen to someone's heartbeat without using a stethoscope? You can hear the heartbeat, but it's not as clear. So it is important to have the correct tools. Avisal Marilyn was reminded of some of the tools this morning. Not that we ask you to give your power away to others who have all kinds of things to do for you, but someone in this group said something about drawing a card this morning. And Avisal Marilyn realized she did not draw one either. So we drew one for you. This card is from an app, you know, the miracles of modern technology, that is wisdom of our dearest friend Kryon in the energy as it comes through. And she drew the same card that she picked in the physical deck as she did in the electronic deck. That is why she had to read it to you, because it must mean something to remind you that your innate, you know what that is, yes? Your innate knows exactly what your body needs. My intuition calls, tells, acknowledges me, and connects the intimate that is within. My body celebrates the success of our communication. Not mine necessarily, but ours, as in the collective, huh? And the results are radiant health and vitality, huh? What does it mean to have radiant health and vitality? How many of you would like that? So these group over here, you don't necessarily want that radiant health. Is that correct? Thank you. You see, it is only our own belief that we cannot have it that seems to stop us sometimes. We know that illness is connected to an emotional body. Illness is connected to emotion. And now sometimes we say, you know, well, it is difficult to tell someone who has a diagnosis of cancer, well, you know, why did you create that, huh? That is not what we are saying. How you respond to that is what we are saying. To have the correct tools in your toolbox and to know that the correct tools in your toolbox are your innate. They are within you. Your intuition never leaves you. Sometimes you want it to speak as loud as some big actor on the television or on the big movie screen, IMAX size voice. And instead it is the size of a voice that is like the smallest butterfly. But you see, that innate is still there. Take a deep breath. Just as the star mothers are still there. Take a deep breath. Just as the guidance of Kryon is still there. Take a deep breath. And dearest beings of light, even though it may surprise you, the energy of Adironda is still there. Take a deep breath. You see, they are each a part of your innate. They are each a part of that wisdom that is anchoring in every cell of your field. They are each a part of you, even though they may not sound like Arvis or Marilyn or us or Lee Carroll or the Divine Ember. They may sound like you. So you get the opportunity to understand and breathe into those tools. Breathe into that wisdom, because that wisdom is love. That wisdom is that energy that is within you 24/7. Even if you get angry with that love and send it away in the form of some human body, too bad, the body just may leave, but not the love. For that love is, what do they say it is? Eternal, infinite. And that love is in every cell of your body, no matter what. Even if it has cells that have been diagnosed with some disease or some ailment, or you have that pain in your back or pain in your neck and your pain in your patuti. Yes, you see, that is just the universe asking you, so, are you a pain in the patooty sometimes, huh? And if you are, why? What is that reflection? How are you to grow from it? How are you to magnify yourself into the drive that is coming in, into the wisdom that is you? As we have asked you yesterday, to stop denying your own wisdom and start breathing into it. That is what we are anchoring in you right now. Take a deep breath. As you say yes. Yes to the wisdom. Yes to the love. Yes to the anchoring of the energy. Dearest beings of light, that are you. You know, when you say to yourself, oh, I've got this pain, this anchor, this blah, 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 blah. Do you know, we've told you many times before, that is your purchase order. A our vessel Marilyn in the joy says, change your bracelet. Stop complaining about something that you can do something about. Well, stop complaining about everything. Period. Because that complaint is every much a purchase order as, I'm perfect and wonderful and healthy. Now, the key is, when you say, I'm perfect and wonderful and healthy, your cells get to buy that. And sometimes there's a little voice inside of your head that says, that's not true. How many of you have heard that little voice? Huh? So these three people up here, let us talk to you. So you see, when you hear that little voice that seems to argue with every positive thought you're asking your heart to feel, trust that your heart knows the truth. Breathe. And that little voice, we actually teach you tomorrow on Monday how to quiet that little voice and how to channel. But today, let us just turn to that little voice, that little, it is not monkey mind because we love monkeys. It is your voice, your ego that says that you cannot. So just turn to it and say, thank you. I love you. Now be quiet. Just be quiet. I've got this one. For you see, your ego is a part of you. Our vessel Marilyn keeps asking, but why? And that is how you grow. That is how you evolve. But you are still in charge of it. You're innate. And the innate is much, 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 much. Did you get that much? Larger than your ego. So just love it where it is and ask it to be quiet. So you can acknowledge the perfect divine health that you are. The perfect divine love that you are. The perfect divine radiance that you are. And for that, we are grateful. Just as we are grateful for you. And you. And you. Now be grateful for yourself, huh? We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Beautiful message about Aranda. It's about enablement, dear ones. It speaks of what you can do. And you might ask, why is it that channel after channel continues to list these kinds of things as though you didn't know them? And the answer is because you didn't know them. And so I want to then revisit an energy shift just briefly. And it's going to sound like something perhaps we have said before, and you'd be right. Because these are the messages of the age. Things that will be repeated in different words for a long time. They must, because they are different and there are new ears to hear them and new eyes to read them. And it basically stems from an old versus new paradigm of existence. Most of those who would listen to these kinds of channelings, these kinds of spiritual messages, most of you have slogged through a time where the energy was far different. Just a few years ago, dear ones, I tell you that the things that you would call dark or negative, or that which you would call resistance to light, was very powerful. Those of you who would look at history know this, absolutely know this. For you would see that history is packed with dysfunction and sadness and horror, all caused by that which is a dark energy which seemed to prevail on this planet, not just a while ago, but for a very long time. We've spoken of an evolvement of your human spirit, an evolvement even of your DNA, which allows some magnificent things. But the biggest thing is enablement. The question would be asked, well, why do we have to keep telling you what you can accomplish? Shouldn't it be then obvious to you? And the answer, it is not obvious. Because of the past that you have walked through, because of the things that you've experienced that did not work, because of the sadness that you've had over and over when you tried things with light, and they seemed to be beat back. This was the age, dear ones, of a disconnection. This is the age of a connection. To make things even more difficult, those of you in spiritual systems, we're told that it is not possible for the human soul to contact or talk to or even be part of a discussion with that which is the creative source. That there is a disconnection. You were also told by the millions, if not billions, that you were born on this planet dysfunctional, perhaps even dirty, and somehow that kept you from connecting. And this has been the story. Enhanced it is by the energy of the past, the feelings of the past, the paradigm of feeling helpless, even if you were spiritual. It was tough. And suddenly we are saying that what the ancients predicted is here. That with the precession of the equinoxes and more, you enter an age of compassion that you earned. We also told you this was not necessarily going to happen this way. In fact, many of your prophecies did not have you living much past the year 2000 or even 2010. So many of the dark prophecies, we'll call them, had humanity terminated, and you didn't go that direction. Instead, you're here. Instead, you're here in a new energy paradigm, and that is what you're not fully aware of or realizing. You come to a meeting like this, you'll listen to a channel like this, and you'll say, what pearls of wisdom today do you have, Cryon? And I will say to you, the pearl of wisdom is wake up to the new energy which is here and has been here for years, enabling you to drop the things that you don't need and pick up the things that you do, the tools that are here, just like Adaranda said. And the biggest tool is connection. You are connected. You have the ability of direct communication. You always have. But in this energy, it's so obvious. It ought to be self-evident. You can sit and connect to the Creator itself, that which puts you here, soul by soul. And we say it yet again and again. Doesn't it make sense that the love, the amazing love of God, doesn't it make sense that there would be a system of loving contact with you? Every soul on this planet is actually a piece of the Creator. Hard for you to understand. But in a multidimensional way, it's easy. Things are all connected. The oneness of everything. You are one with the Creator. But even more, your soul belongs to the Creator. And in that, you are entitled to sit and communicate, to stand and communicate, to be one with the Creator, to ask for intuition, to pick up the tools, to change your life, not have somebody you have to go through. You are magnificent, born magnificent. It's time to see that, open that door. That door that's been hidden all this time by others who would tell you, you can't, you won't, you shouldn't. And suddenly you can see the door shining before you and you open it. And that door will yell at you, new energy, magnificence. This is who you are. This is what's been hiding. And now the wind is at your back. That's the message. It always has been the message. And the reason we keep repeating it, because the past is still with you. What you couldn't do, you carry into this meeting. What you were told is or is not possible was carried into this meeting intact. And yet we have to tell you one more time that there is an enablement happening here that is different from anything, anytime, ever on this planet. This is new. And the only way you're going to believe it is to claim it. A moment ago, Adaronda said that what stops you is the belief. If you don't believe it, how are you going to claim it? How is it going to be possible? You've got to drop the old paradigm of unworthiness and disbelief. Take a deep breath and say, all the things that I was told are questionable in this energy. Everything I was told is questionable in this energy. And there were those who say, oh, I understand, you're supposed to drop what you were told by others, and now it's time to believe Kryon. I am going to tell you the truth. What I want you to do is believe in yourself. What I want you to do is try these things. Cognize that you can do them. And with your abilities and tools to move forward. How many of you were told that you couldn't change your biology? You catch a disease, it's over. Did you know that that is completely and totally changed? That consciousness, being energy, can actually imbue itself into the cells of your body and speak to the disease and say, you are inappropriate here. And they'll get the message. Did you know you could increase your lifespan? How many of those in charge of your spirituality in the systems told you that? Was that something completely and reserved for the prophet and you couldn't? Or is it possible the prophet was showing you what you could do all of this time? That's the door you open. That's enablement. That's your magnificence. That's the message. That's the message we're going to continue, even into later today. The wind is at your back in a way that never has been. God knows who you are in a way that's connected to you as never before. You ought to think of these things. I'm not here for you to believe me. I'm here for you to take the information and experiment with it and try it. And what you take away will be your discovery in your words and your energy. And that's the way it must be for things to change on this planet. Not humans believing in still another doctrine, but humans believing in themselves. There's more. And so it is.